Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Chuck Berry bringing us back. I just see him doing the duck walk across the stage, can't you? Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Ramon Ray. Ramon is the author of a new book called The Celebrity CEO, and he's a longtime entrepreneur and thought leader on entrepreneurship, and especially in the digital age, using technology, using social media. Ramon, you do a lot of things for a lot of different folks, and your leadership is well known. You are a celebrity CEO, and I don't know anybody else who can help us with this more than you. Talk to us about it.
Jim, I appreciate that so much. And again, thank you for the amazing work you do. But listen, and we left off in the last session, Jim, we talked about, you know, trying to help people understand it. I happen to be a personality. Let's say, Jim, those are not personalities. They're making plungers, toilet plungers. Let's say something as basic as that. People may be asking, Ramon, how did this work for my toilet plunger business? Well, the best example I can give, Jim, you may know the company is a little company, well, big company called Will It Blend. They make blenders, as boring as it can be. They started using their blenders to blend cell phones, bricks, parts of Ferraris, all kind of stupid stuff. Jim, they have one of the highest-ranked YouTube channels. So the point being, this works. You don't have to be Ramon like a personality. If you're making a product, what can you do to showcase the product, to build the brand, as Jim and I have talked about in the last session, mm-hmm. to get attention? Everybody who's watching is not going to buy your plunger video series or whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. But as you build this community and fan base, that's the principle of Celebrity CEO, a few of them will buy and you'll live quite fine. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about.
Well, that's exactly right. And you know, I have a friend who runs a great steak place. And mm-hmm. and the place is named after his father. But his father's been dead a long time. And he's now the face of the business. And people don't, you know, they're as likely to say, you know, let's call Frank and make reservations as they are to say the name of the company, you know, because he's become the face of the company. And people talk about it, and they'll say, I love, even though the store is another name, they'll say, I love Frank Steaks.
Wow. And that's a beautiful story. That's how you know. When people don't even know they are saying the name right, but they have the brand.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
powerful.
Right. And he sells food. He's never given a speech in his life. I know him. I promise you, I bet he didn't even have a Twitter account.
yes, for sure. And I think part of that, Jim, as you kind of are hinting here, I think the leader of the small business, and there's usually only one, is so important. And I think that as small business owners, it's how can I think creatively? How can I think differently? Those who have employees, how am I training my staff? Because as you probably said many times in your show, when you do a bad thing, it goes much farther than when you do a good thing. So do more good things that create great experiences with each customer touch point, and the word will spread like Frank's Steaks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the name of the game.
Well, that's exactly
and
right.
And being a celebrity CEO, I think, Jim, is so important part of that because – it's about fan building, community building, and nurturing them to buy. Everybody's not going to buy, but it's better to have a larger fan base than a sales base.
Well, the other thing is, and we talked about this a number of times on the show, you and my friend Diane DeResta, and I talked about this several times, and that's the idea of becoming an expert. Part of being a celebrity CEO is being an expert. And so if you're in the what did you call it, plunger business
toilet plunger business.
Yeah. If you're an expert in that, and you can talk to a civic group, you can be a resource for a newspaper on those on that topic, and there's nothing, I mean, you're supposed to be, if you're the person who people rely on for your products, you're supposed to be an expert. Own that.
Exactly.
And make it look good. And that's part of your celebrity CEO, isn't it?
Right. And thinking of Diane's name, Jim, you're so right. I mean, listen, giving her a shout-out. Why? Because she's branded herself so well in the thought leadership speaker community as being one who can help you communicate. We think of her name. And that's the essence. Whether you're selling widgets or selling your own thought leadership, as the expert – Jim, I say people want to do two things. They either want to be entertained or they want to be educated, And kind of a third thing is they want to share that information with others. That's the beauty of what social media, and it has its bad parts, but has given us. So what can you do to get people entertained or educated? If you're doing one of those two things, you're going to win this attention
and
game.
And if you can put them together and do it at the same time, wow. Then you can start your own bank.
Right. Absolutely. And I say the caveat, Jim, those who may have a slightly sadder business, let's say you're doing for breast cancer survivors.
Right.
Maybe you can't be like Ramon and ha, 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 but you can still be engaging. You can still have some element of differentiation no matter what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly right. Well, the key is that today everything you sell is a commodity, even the service.
Right.
The only thing that differentiates you is how you deliver service, how you deliver a product. And the thing that I remind people about, Ramon, is that you and I are hell-bent for light speed moving into the digital age.
Mm-hmm.
But we're always going to be human. And so we're always as much – and remember what Nesbitt said, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. Tell us about the rest. As we go to a break. Quick, I got 20 seconds.
So true. Listen, I'm a firm believer, Jim, in doing events as well. I think that's part of it because no matter how technical you are, a handshake, a smile, and a hug go much farther than a tweet.
Well said. I need your website.
RamonRay.com or CelebrityCEO.com.
That's the new book, folks. It's out right now. Hey, Ramon, good job. Congratulations on the book, and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
He's got his handsome face on the cover right there, too, by the way, folks. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.